Question of Balance with your host, Ruth Coplin. In the first hour of the show, we ask questions that matter, discussing topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show. I hope you've had a good week. And if you're a new listener to the show, I wanted to let you know that in the first hour, we avoid politics. We ask questions that matter. I interview people on the street on a different topic each week. And in this way, we hope we can gain insights or perhaps become inspired to think about things differently. In the second hour, we balance the intellectual with the creative by featuring in-depth interviews with highly talented guests from the arts. And in the second hour, I'm going to be interviewing internationally acclaimed artist William Kelly, known for his use of space, colour and shape to create alluring, glowing paintings. William has studios in Florence in Italy and Florida in the US and has had many exhibitions of his art in both countries. His work is highly admired and sought after by private collectors, including British art historian Sister Wendy Beckett, world-renowned designer Adrian Vittadini, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Mike Peters, Marchese de Frescobaldi, and Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC, who owns over 15 of William's paintings. So I'm really looking forward to finding out more about William's life and art. That's coming up in the second hour. In this hour, we're considering, how important is doing your jury service? Is it a fundamental part of upholding our democracy and jury system, or a justice system rather? Or basically, is it a pain in the behind best left to other people to carry out? Well, I've been out and about getting opinions on the street to get us thinking. Perhaps as you listen, you can wonder how you would have responded to the questions had I stopped you. First this week, I spoke to Jason. Hello, my name is Ruth Coplin from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
Jason.
Well, thanks very much for stopping, Jason, for our Out and About feature. And this week we're looking at how important is doing your jury service. Tani Cantil Sakauye, Chief Justice of California States. Trial by jury is one of the fundamental ideals of American democracy. Serving as jurors reminds us that these ideals exist only as long as individual citizens are willing to uphold them. However, it seems that many people's first reaction to being asked to serve is to wonder how they can get out of it. So I'm wondering, how important is it to you, do you think, that we serve jury service?
You know, I don't really have importance on it either way. I actually would fall under the lines of more the person that receives one of those notices and wonder how I'm making out of it. To be perfectly honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. You've never served on a jury?
No.
And what would be the main reasons that you wouldn't want to do it?
Well, loss of work, right. Loss of wages, depending on the work you do, most people won't let you out of that, or they don't understand that you're not compensated for it. I'm in the trades, so right. If I lose a day of work, that's $300-$400 to me, minimum.
Right.
You know, and then time. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings of it. It needs to be done. People need to do it. But maybe there would be a different way of selecting the people to be of service and doing that. People that did have the time, elderly people that were retired, or I don't know what would be the way to broach that. But
I mean, ideally, a jury is supposed to be made up of our peers.
Right.
So one of the things I noticed or thought about when I did jury duty, sitting there in the court and going through the selection process, was thinking about if I was the defendant, I would really want a jury of my peers, not a sort of motley crew of the few people remaining who decided that they should do it or had the time to do it, or the few people who felt that it was their duty to do it.
Right.
So I just started wondering about the quality of justice if we're really limiting the pool of people that can be selected from. I mean, is that something you've ever thought about? If you were going to be on trial, would you want a jury that drew from a larger pool of people to make your trial perhaps more just?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Well, is it something you've thought about?
I haven't really thought about it too much, but I don't know. I think it has less to do with the people deciding in a jury trial to, depending on, like, on a bigger level, what the agenda is and what you know, what the higher-ups kind of want to happen. You know, city councils, government officials. I kind of feel more that if a statement needs to be made, it's less about the people's opinions and your peers other than what the ultimate agenda is. That's kind of the way I see that.
Okay. One could argue that having a jury of ordinary...
Swayed.
Well, one could argue, though, that having a jury of ordinary citizens is a check and balance on that, because it is...
If you believe that, yeah. Okay. You know, if you believe that, I don't truly believe that anymore.
So are you suggesting that the jury selection process is such that the jury will be made up of people that fulfill a higher agenda?
I think that anybody can be swayed. And I think people are swayed very easy by media, by peer, even the peer groups within a jury selection.
Right.
Are going to be swayed depending on stronger personalities within that group.
No, that is true.
His opinions are going to hold.
Yeah.
So it's really, I don't think it matters as much of the jury selection when there's a natural selection that occurs anyway through that process, right?
Mm. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, I appreciate your time. Yeah. Thank you.
Hopefully I was helpful.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my on-the-street conversations. Next up, my conversation with Amanda. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
Amanda.
Well, thanks so much for stopping, Amanda, for our Out and About feature.
Of course.
This week, we're looking at how important is doing your jury service. Have you ever been asked to serve on a jury?
I have.
And what were your first thoughts when you got the letter?
Oh, no. A waste of my time, but, you know, yeah.
Okay, so why did you think it would be a waste of time?
Just because I don't know the person, but then I thought about it, and, you know, it is, I need to do this to be part of my community and serve my community.
Right.
Yep.
So how far with the jury service did you get?
I only got to the, I never went, I just mailed in the,
But they never contacted you again?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if you mailed it back, then you're off the
hook. Yeah, I hope so.
Judge Gregory E. Mize, Judicial Fellow, National Center for State Courts, says we need to move beyond feeling jury service is solely a duty. Jury service is a privilege, and a jury summons is an admission ticket to very special higher learning. I'm wondering, have you ever thought about it not just as a duty, but as something that might benefit you personally? No. I mean, I think what he was getting at probably is that going through the process, you learn a lot about how the law works and, you know, should you ever be in court or, you know, it gives you a sense of how justice works in America in a very specific way.
Mm-hmm.
With so many people avoiding jury service, it really limits the jury pool and it makes it less representative of the population. Is that something you've thought about in terms of whether justice can be served if the jury pool's reduced so much?
I have thought about it, and I mean, it kind of depends on the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really sure how they select their people.
Right.
Yeah.
I did jury service locally a while ago, and it really made me feel that if I was in court, I really would want a jury of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize how important that is. I don't know if it's most of us think we'll never be in court, so it doesn't really matter. But I think as a society, one of the most important things of civilized society is having a justice system that works well. And therefore, having a jury of people who really represent our fellow citizens felt really important to me. It wasn't something I really thought about that much until I was sitting in there and like thinking, oh my goodness, if I was this defendant, would I want this jury? You know, or whatever. Do you think there's a way we could make jury service more appealing to people or get the importance across better? Or would that help, do you think?
Yeah, maybe define why it's so important for our community to be a part of jury. Or, you know, maybe you get a free parking pass or something, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for your opinions. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Coplin, and my on-the-street conversations. We're going to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversation after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
About you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, babe, it just goes nowhere.
It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Did you know about the Santa Cruz Art League on Broadway in Santa Cruz? Founded in 1919, it's 96 years young and provides a wonderful gallery space for local and national artists. It's a great place to view art with 14 shows a year and also to gain support if you're an artist yourself. There are art classes and weekend workshops, many taught by open studio artists. If you become a member, you receive a newsletter, discounts on classes, gifts and exhibit entries, images of your art on the Art League website, and guaranteed participation in the annual members show. It's also a great place to meet artists. Visit the Santa Cruz Art League at 562 Broadway or the website at scal.org. That's scal.org.
Listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my conversations with people on the street. I hope the interviews are giving you some food for thought. And I wonder how you might have responded had I stopped you on the street and asked you about this and you had agreed to talk to me. Have you ever received a jury summons? If so, what was your first reaction to it? Was it excitement, curiosity, or was it dread? Or was it like, oh no, I don't want to have to do this? It's interesting as you're listening just to think what you might have been thinking had I been interviewing you. Well, the next person who agreed to speak to me on the street was Scott. So let's hear his thoughts. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What's your name?
My name's Scott.
Well, thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week we're looking at how important is doing your jury service. The Handbook for Trial Jurors states, jury service is a high duty of citizenship. Jurors aid in the maintenance of law and order and uphold justice among their fellow citizens. However, it seems that most people's first reaction to being asked to serve is to wonder how they can get out of doing it. So I'm wondering how important you think it is to do your jury service.
Well, it's quite ironic because this week I just was selected to be in a jury pool. And so when I got the letter, I was like, oh, this is inconvenient. And I was hoping that I was going to be not selected. I did have to go into the courtroom, went through the whole process. It's very tedious and long, so I think that's why people are so resistant to participating. Actually, all of the 80 of us were taken into the courtroom because they were going to select the jury, and then the attorneys and the judge went into chambers. They came back out and they said thank you, and we were dismissed. And most people were pretty frustrated with that because we came all the way to the courtroom and we didn't participate. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's maybe a stigma towards being involved in that process. However, I think the key concept out of the Constitution is due process of law. Mm-hmm. And that if we don't have due process of law and it's not done exactly the same for exactly every person who's being tried, whether they've committed a crime or the allegations are untrue and the person is found innocent, if we don't participate in that, one of our fundamental rights as a citizen won't be guaranteed, and that is being tried by a jury of our peers. So although it was not personally for me a good time in my life, right, to have this incident, yeah, being selected, I do think it's important that we as citizens participate in that process, because if we were ever charged with a crime, we would want to have a jury of our peers, representative of who we are, judging us. And it's a fundamental right of being a U.S. citizen, so we should participate in the process and do our part when, yeah, called upon. So, yeah, that's what I think.
You were released, were you, or are you still in the process and you might have to go back?
We were dismissed. So, okay. And for me, just this last week up in Contra Costa County, the judge came back out after the attorneys and the judge went in the chambers, and they said, you're dismissed. Yeah. And so whether reason, there was a plea, yeah, bargain or whatever, yeah, the defendant was there with the attorney, as well as the prosecuting attorney representing the state of California. And for whatever reason, maybe they didn't see people in the pool that they wanted to have hear their criminal case. It was a criminal case, and that's all that the judge had told us.
But did you go through any kind of selection process where, you know, 12 people went and sat down and then they cross-examined them?
No, they didn't ask any of those questions.
So then they weren't not suitable, because that's the process.
Most likely. Yeah.
You all sit there, they bring forward 12, any that are rejected are then replaced by
They didn't
people.
Do any of that part of the process. Right. So, yeah, for whatever reason,
it was canceled,
you know, like there maybe have been a plea bargain or whatever. I don't know. No. The judge didn't tell us, and then we were just asked to leave, and then everyone got up and wanted to speedily get back to their regular part of their life. And so I think the long and the short of when you're selected, a lot of people go through this experience and never sit on the trial, and so then they go, oh, well, it's a waste of my time or whatever. I don't know. I just think, well, at least for me personally, I want to have empathy for whoever's going to be on trial.
Yes.
So that if I was ever on trial, that people would feel the same way. Hopefully I'm never on trial.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but
yeah,
I think that's the fundamental part of our legal system.
Yes.
Is that you have an unbiased judgment on you.
Yeah.
And it's not, we as citizens sitting in the jury box are not agents of the government. We're not hired or elected officials like judges or district attorneys, which before our country was founded, that was the way it was. There were judges that were appointed by the Crown of England, and then they judged people, and hey, I want to keep my job. I want to be in good favor with the king. Yeah.
So you're obviously giving a lot of thought to the fact that this whole process is part of our democracy. Is that something that you think people really think about when they get their jury notice in the post?
You know, I hate to speak on behalf of other people, but I mean, I don't know if it's a personal thing for me or if it's a, a component of the education of our democratic traditions that is lacking in schools or what it is. My hope is that people would think about it. You're asking the question, so obviously, you know, some people are asking, and I think that there's a lot of different media outlets that that talk about it, and especially when you have high-profile cases that are in the news, then people start talking about it.
A lot of people give the reason for not doing it as financial, that I can't afford to do that. But one could argue that for apparently 99% of us, that would probably be a factor. So do you think that's a spurious reason to give? Or, I mean, if you have real hardship, then the judge will excuse you. If you are on the jury, you can say, this will cause my family real hardship. Or do you think that that is a genuine reason and we should do something to address that issue to get more people to want to do it?
Well, I do know that when I looked at the paperwork, there was an option that you could contact the judge and the court much earlier and write in a letter and get out of, present reasons why you should be exempt for participating and serving on the jury. My argument would be that the financial implication of you participating in the process of being a juror temporarily might be very difficult for you and your family. However, in the long run, I think this is a duty of a citizen in our country and in our community to actually serve, and that the long-term cost will far outweigh the short-term cost, and that we just need to plan accordingly and, you know, save. A lot of companies have compensation that you get, a certain amount. You know, there's mileage that some people get from their companies, depending upon where you work. Of course, it's going to be a hardship, and not just financially. I think it's going to be on your time and on your emotion, your emotional and mental capacities. You're going to be asked to judge and listen to facts and arguments, which hopefully will be based on fact, and then adjudicate and make a judgment, guilty or innocent. And that's going to be trying as well. So, but I think it's, again, it's ultimately part of the way the judicial system works to guarantee the right of innocent until proven guilty. And I think too quickly in our time today, people presume guilt before innocence, and the court of public opinion works so much more rapidly, and we are in a rapid time and people want to move on and are moving quickly. And so, you know, I know I considered it. I didn't want to do it, but if I was selected, then I would choose to do it to the best of my ability. And again, hoping with that if ever I was on trial, that the people who were sitting there would do the same thing. And so before getting the notice, you know, it doesn't even cross my mind, but then once it came in the mail, I was like, oh. And I had the opportunity once before to be almost selected to be on a grand jury, which is an 18-month commitment. And I was not selected, but that was a really rigorous process and one that you were going to miss out on work, because that was the district attorney presenting the cases for indictments to then go and pursue criminal cases at a federal level. And that would have been a huge impact, you know, but we still need people to do that.
Do you think in that instance, I don't know what the remuneration is, but do you think for longer trials there should be a higher level of remuneration to ensure the quality of people who sort of step forward?
You know, I don't know. Like, I mean, how is the jury selected? You know, criminal cases versus civil cases. I just think that the grand jury system, you know, I think it ultimately comes down to like awareness of the protocol of how you're selected, awareness of what is expected of you as a juror, and then being willing to do it. I definitely think it's something that needs to be a priority of education, that we need to educate our young people. And maybe it's a component of the right to vote, but I know that people, that's a whole nother thing. People aren't selecting to register to vote and then vote in the democratic process. You know, maybe it's a part of getting your license. You know, that there's some kind of...
So more education on civil civic duties.
And well, and just like how it impacts the common everyday person.
Yeah.
You know, because I think some people don't know how it impacts them. And then therefore... they don't participate or aren't prepared to. And so then they want to get out of it. And hey, there's lots of reasons that you had mentioned earlier in your question about the financial impact. There's lots of reasons that people would want to get out, and it has nothing to do with money. And I think that those people have a right to be heard and then a right to be excused. But at the same time, hopefully the attitude would be, I will participate because I live in this great community, in this great country that guarantees the, innocent before proven guilty and a trial by a jury of your peers.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your opinions. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. Awesome.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my conversations with people on the street. And if you have any comments on the topic this week and you'd like to share them with me, you can email me, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. That's ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. I'd be interested in your thoughts. Well, the next person that I spoke to was Anthony. So let's hear his thoughts. Hi, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thanks for agreeing to being interviewed. What's your name?
Anthony.
Well, thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week, I'm considering how important is doing your jury service. The Handbook for Trial Jurors states, jury service is a high duty of citizenship. Jurors aid in the maintenance of law and order and uphold justice among their fellow citizens. However, it seems that a lot of people's first reaction to being asked to serve is to wonder how they can get out of it. So I'm wondering how important you think it is to do jury service.
I think it's very important for every citizen to at least have a willingness to participate in it when they're asked.
Right. Have you ever served on a jury?
I haven't.
Have you ever been asked?
I have not been asked
either. Yet, yeah. I mean, a lot of people give the reason that they don't want to do it as financial. Is that something that would be a consideration for you, or would you just think that everybody needs to just, you know, do it anyway?
I think it would certainly be a question of how your finances are. Most of the people in this country cannot miss a day of work. They're living day to day on their paychecks. So missing a day of work for jury duty and not getting any sort of compensation could be a real financial burden for them and their family.
Somebody I interviewed earlier suggested that we should plan financially to be on a jury so that we have some money set aside so that if we need to be on a jury, then it wouldn't be a hardship. You know, if it's something that you're expecting, almost like people pay for health insurance or whatever, that you know that that's part of being a citizen. At some point you may have to do that. That's not something I'd thought about before, but it might be a way, if people thought like that, for more people to feel that they could be available. I don't know what you think about that as an idea.
It's a good idea in theory, but I feel like most of our population will not practice anything like that because they have many other priorities that they say they should save for, and jury duty is probably never going to be near the top of that list.
Yeah. Sadly, I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Sherry Seidman-Diamond, a jury expert and professor at Northwestern Law School, says the idea of a jury of your peers comes from the Magna Carta, but the phrase doesn't actually appear in the US Constitution. Instead, what we have a right to is an impartial jury drawn from the surrounding region. The meaning has come to represent an interest in having a cross-section of the community who are eligible to be on your jury. With many people avoiding serving as jurors, the diversity and potentially the quality of the pool of people left from which to select jurors is reduced. Is that something that concerns you? I mean, if you were on trial, or for anyone on trial, you know, with us being considered innocent until proven guilty, the fact that the pool of jurors is very reduced by so many people avoiding doing jury service?
Well, it certainly makes it almost impossible to get a cross-section of the population into a jury service. And therefore, you wouldn't have an impartial jury, which means we, at almost every court case, is not upholding to the law of having an impartial jury.
Right.
So that would make our current circumstances not legal in some way.
Right. Professor of Law Andrew Guthrie Ferguson, in his book Why Jury Duty Matters, says that jury duty is a shared American tradition. It connects people across class and race, creates habit of focus and purpose, and teaches values of participation, equality, and deliberation. We know that juries are important for courts, but we don't know that jury service is important for democracy.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that people don't generally think much about actually being a juror and doing that service is maintaining our democracy?
Absolutely. I think our democracy is being diminished because people are not taking it so seriously, myself included.
Right.
And that, I mean, in order to uphold our democracy, we have to somehow find a way to get everyone participating and willing to have our justice system function correctly.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas how we could make jury service seem more appealing?
I think the easiest would be to financially compensate them in whatever they would be losing for that day of work.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, I think most people would be willing to do something other than work their normal jobs if they could afford it. And most people cannot afford it. Therefore, if we could make it easy for them to afford to miss a day of work by paying them basically their wage for that day, then people would be far more willing to do that.
Right. The only problem with that is that Americans generally don't like to be taxed, and the way to fund that would, I'm assuming, have to be through some kind of tax, and maybe that involves some kind of education in people seeing that a tax like that is actually benefiting them and everybody. It's a hard sell, it seems, in America.
Indeed. However, I think that our taxation system is giving, where our money is going in this country is already going to places that are really not legitimate or important for the wealth of the community. It's usually going to special interest groups and things like that. So if people started understanding that and we could funnel money away from the unjust things that we are spending our money on and funnel it towards just things like jury duty, then our democracy would be held up far more.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your opinions.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. And remember, if you have any comments, please email me, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. And you can find podcasts of all my previous shows at the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. I've had some really interesting topics and some great guests, so you can check those out there should you wish, and also connect with me on social media. We're going to go to a break now, but I'll be back with more from Out and About after these messages.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Nevada's wild horses are disappearing from our rangelands at an alarming rate. Every day, horses are rounded up, captured, sold, and sent off to be cruelly slaughtered for food overseas. The horses you see out your window today could end up on someone's dinner plate tomorrow. We simply must do something to save them. This great country was built on the backs of the horses. They helped us plow our fields, pull our wagons, and they deserve all the dignity and respect afforded other American icons. The horse helped us craft this nation we know and revere today. This is country music star Lacey J. Dalton. I have dedicated my life to save Nevada's wild horses, but I cannot save them without your help. Your generous donations are the only chance some of these horses have. Visit letemrun.com for more information. Join me. Nevada's wild horses are disappearing from our rangelands at an alarming rate. Visit letemrun.com.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and this hour, my interviews with people out on the street on this week's topic. How important is it to do your jury service? So I hope this is giving you some food for thought and making you think about what your ideas are on this topic. Next, I spoke to Mitchell. So let's hear what he has to say. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thanks for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
Mitchell.
Well, thanks so much for stopping, Mitchell, for our Out and About feature. And this week, we're thinking about how important is doing your jury duty. It seems that a lot of people's first reaction to being asked to serve on a jury is to wonder how they can get out of it because it makes their life too difficult or whatever. I'm wondering how important you think doing jury service is.
I think it's extremely important. I do volunteer work for the court system, and if I was on standing trial for whatever the case may be, I would love to have someone that wants to be there and feels as though that their presence there is making a difference.
Right, absolutely. Have you ever served on a jury?
I have not.
Have you ever been asked?
I have not.
Oh, so you haven't had that letter and had that chance to think about it. Judge Gregory E. Mize has said that a jury summons is an admission ticket to very special higher learning. Have you ever thought about serving on a jury as being a way of benefiting personally from the experience as well as doing a duty?
Absolutely. I think that if a person has an opportunity to sit in unbiased judgment of someone, and possibly drawing a blank here.
That's okay. Well, you're having to make very serious decisions in some cases about somebody's life, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that, you know, as far as you say someone's life, I'm sure that there are cases that come up that aren't necessarily life and death, quote unquote, situations. It's just a matter of having someone there that's willing to take the time out and give an impartial decision on a particular subject.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I said affect someone's life, what I meant really is even on the smallest criminal charge, the decision of the jury is going to have quite an impact on them. In some cases, it could mean that they are incarcerated or have to do community service or whatever. So it is quite a... I know when I was asked to do jury service, I was really concerned I might be on a big trial. But even on a small trial, I felt a huge responsibility to follow the letter of the law and to try and make an impartial judgment, as you were saying, beyond reasonable doubt. And it was very interesting, the whole process, and it's very well explained once you get into it.
Like I said, I've never had the opportunity, the privilege of being asked to serve on a jury. And it's funny, to be perfectly honest with you, I just recently registered to vote. Mm. You know, I've gone quite a few years without being registered to vote. Mm. And one of the things that I took into consideration was that the fact that I was registered to vote, that I now put myself in the position of being asked to be on jury duty. Mm. So I took that in consideration, and I got a feeling I'll be asked sooner or later.
Yes. Well, part of why I've brought up this question is because with so many people avoiding jury service, the pool of people who are actually asked is getting quite small. And so if you are willing to do it and you go forward, you're quite likely to be asked many more times than you would be if more people stepped up. So part of the reason I'm asking this question is I'm wondering how we can make it more appealing for people to serve on a jury. Do you have any thoughts about that, whether it's down to education or whether we need to find a way to remunerate people for being on a jury?
I think it's more about duty, to be honest with you. Personally, I feel very blessed with the lifestyle that I have. And to be asked to be of service here in the city or in the county, I think is a privilege.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you should say that. I was reading an article for NPR that Emily Green wrote, and she says that the jury system isn't just about defendants who want a fair trial. It's also about the community participating in the system of law. I'm just wondering if you've ever thought about serving on a jury as contributing to the system of law and also our democracy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said earlier, I do volunteer work here with the court systems. I work with veterans that are going through the criminal court system. My job is to be a peer support and a mentor to them and possibly find some way to get them services as opposed to jail time. So in that respect, I try to do my part. But absolutely, if I was asked to be on a jury, I would not hesitate to do my duty. And I see it as a duty.
Right. And for a lot of people, they cite financial hardship as the reason not to do it. What are your thoughts about how to deal with that aspect of being on a jury?
I think the employer needs to understand that if his employee is willing to put himself in a position to be of service to the community, then it's up to the employer as well to support that employee.
Is that something you think we should legislate? That, I mean, of course, that wouldn't help people who are self-employed, but...
If it comes down to that, unfortunately, you have to pass laws in order to get people to do the right thing, which is sad.
Yeah.
But yes, if it comes down to having to legislate laws to have get employers to supplement the employees when they're on jury duty, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, one of the aspects of having a jury, I mean, ideally in the Magna Carta it stated that you should have a jury of your peers. I think what we are guaranteed in the Constitution is more a cross-section of fellow citizens, but if you have not everybody taking part, then the ability to have a cross-section of the citizenry is reduced, and it sounds like that's partly why you're now wanting to make yourself available.
If it comes down, it's going to eventually come down to the individual. He has to do his own soul searching and decide whether or not he feels as though that it's his civic duty to serve on a jury. I mean, we can't make up other folks' minds for them. It's a matter of priorities. If your priority is money, you may find a way to get out of it. If your priority is being of service to the community, I think you're going to rise to the occasion.
Yeah. I think the point you brought up about if you were ever in court, you would want a good jury. That was something I really felt when I was in court, that if I was the defendant, I would really like to feel that the people on the jury were intelligent and educated, hopefully thoughtful people who were really trying to do their best and, like you said, wanted to be there. And I'm not sure if that's something people think about very much, perhaps because they think they'll never be in court.
Right.
But do you think that... considering we are all supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, if we're trying to uphold a civilized society, do you think perhaps we should increase our education of young people about the importance of this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, that needs to start in the home as well. But yes, the schools absolutely needs to stress the importance of being civic-minded, being willing to participate and in your community and not just be a bystander and waiting for the next guy to do what you think is right. And I think that's what a lot of us do. You know, we just sort of assume that someone else is going to step up and do the things that we feel as though that needs to be done. And if we're all waiting for the next person to step up, then no one's going to be available to step up.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, thank you so much for your opinions.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my on-the-street conversations. Well, the last person that I spoke to this week was Sarah. So let's hear what she had to say. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
My pleasure. My name's Sarah Manildi.
Well, thanks so much for stopping, Sarah, for our Out and About feature. And this week, we're considering how important is doing your jury service. The United States Court website states jury service is one of the most important civic duties you can perform. However, a lot of people, when they get the notice, the first thing they think is, oh God, how can I get out of this? So have you ever received a notice or been on a jury?
Yes, both.
Okay, and what did you feel when you got the notice?
Well, this year it was, how could I get out of it? Because sometimes I'm not a wealthy person at all. It just interfered with, I have doctor's appointments and this and that, and I didn't know when my surgery was going to be scheduled, and it's very absolute, and I just wanted out. But when I was younger, I served on a jury. The case was related to theft. It was very interesting to me.
So how did you find the experience?
It was good. It was good, and shockingly and surprisingly, sometimes it was funny, because it wasn't like a murder case where you could probably never find anything funny. But at one point, you know, the prosecutor was saying something like, "And what did you see?" really intensely, and then, "What did you smell? Did you notice anything?" He goes, "Well, it kind of smelled like pizza." I don't know. Because it was a pizza delivery guy. So it was just funny.
Right.
I mean, he'd had a light moment at least.
So having taken part in jury duty, I mean, one of the questions I've been asking people is, Judge Gregory E. Mize has said that jury duty is an admission ticket to a very special higher learning. Do you feel you benefited personally from doing your jury duty?
Yes, I think I used to be much more like political and civic minded. I've been going through different things now that I'm older, but I think that it reminds me that I'm not perfect, and you know, it really does enjoin you. There's a person who's being judged, and it can possibly go to jail, you know, and that's not good. No. So, you know, it really did at least enjoy me to really try and think about what the evidence was. Was this believable, credible, whatever word you want to use, beyond a reasonable doubt? Mm. What you know, what went into it? And so that, yeah, it was interesting.
With so many people avoiding serving as jurors, obviously the pool of people becomes more limited and less representative of the population. Is this something that concerns you in terms of justice being served?
Well, a little bit. I think I'm much less appealing now because I am poorer, and I have a few traffic problems. I had a bad panic attack a few years ago, and I had some scrapers. So I think when you are poorer or you have any sort of thing like that on your record, they look at what, and they can dismiss, as you know, the prosecution or the defense can dismiss you without any explanation. They can just say juror number 56, you can go home. And that happened to me once here too. I've gotten two jury summons.
Right.
So I think that they're too picky about, I mean, maybe if I had a felony or something I could understand it, but I really think they should just call people, and if they're available to serve, they should be allowed to serve.
But a lot of people are not going. I mean, they're just ignoring the summons, mm-hmm. and nothing happens really if you ignore it. And so the burden is falling on a smaller and smaller number of people who, for whatever reason, maybe duty or because a day in court or a week in court seems appealing, for whatever reason, are choosing to do it. I mean, do you think that's diluting the justice system?
Yes, I do, but I don't have a solution for it, except maybe, I mean, in some country, I feel that way about voting. I don't mean to get too far off, but I think Americans annoy the daylights out of me because we don't read up and we don't vote. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's a similar thing, that maybe there should be some, I think in Australia it is, that if you don't vote, there's a consequence. And I think in America we should have some sort of consequence to you know, not serving on a jury.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that should work.
I mean, there is a consequence, but the funds to pursue the people and levy that consequence, I think, are not necessarily there in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And so it is there, but it's not carried through. But do you think perhaps we need, I don't know, more education on why voting and being on a jury are really important to a democracy? Because I wonder if we take it for granted that if we go to the court we'll get a fair trial, you know, because we live in a civilized country.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think focus on, I mean, it sounds so dull from an old person, but civics and what it takes to run a government, a city, a county, whatever, and also how to make the criminal justice system, if you're not involved in it, is not appealing to people. Nobody wants to, oh, gee, I want to go to jail. Gee, I want to have the police come. But, I mean, at the same time, I think it's important that we know how it works and that we try and keep, as you're saying, you talked about balance, or your title of your show is balance, you know, to keep it balanced between the assumption, you know, the person is assumed when they're arrested to be innocent. And so we ought to give them people who can give them a fair hearing, I think.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think that's where a kind of laissez-faire attitude comes in, because we don't live in countries where you can just be arrested for no reason and held without charge. I mean, although obviously that does happen occasionally here. We're not perfect. But generally speaking, you know, we're expecting to, you know,
have a fair trial, only be arrested if we've done something really wrong. And there's a lot of countries who don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't want to get my politics involved because this is specifically about serving on a jury. But yes, I think they should. I guess I just wish that the district attorney, especially because that's the side that tends to dismiss the very poor people. Mm-hmm. But I have an apartment. I live in an apartment. I have a little phone. I have a little car. But you know, I do know homeless people, and I think that they're consistently booted off juries, and they should not be. You don't know what brought them particularly into those circumstances, and if you think the person really can't rationally think about a case, then you should dismiss them. But there are people who are very intelligent and thoughtful who are having a great deal of difficulty in this. So I feel like it just has to be kind of more open to everyone, too, as well as... That middle class people need to, you know, especially because they usually have jobs that they can afford to take a day off or two or few.
Yeah.
The middle class people really need to see it as their obligation to maintain a good, healthy system. The middle class usually sustains a country.
Yeah.
And I just think that somehow that's a little out of balance right now.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your opinions.
Thanks. You're being so polite.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Well, thank you to all the people who took part in my On the Street conversations this week. I hope you listening have enjoyed this week's topic. It's given you some food for thought, some things to think about. And if you have any comments or ideas for topics you'd like me to cover on the show, then please visit the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, and you can email me there, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. Next up is my special guest from the arts this week, internationally acclaimed artist William Kelly, known for his use of space, colour and shape to create alluring, glowing paintings. William has studios in Florence in Italy and Florida in the US and has had many exhibitions of his art in both countries. His work is highly admired and sought after and collected by people such as the British art historian Sister Wendy Beckett, Brian Johnson, the lead singer of AC/DC, who owns over 15 of William's paintings, and many other people as well. William began drawing and painting as a young child, so I'm really looking forward to hearing about his life and art. That's coming up in the second hour. I'll see you after the break.